Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Best Football Show. I am Brian Baldinger. I'm here nearly every single day, but Mondays, we go. I mean, you know, before the sun comes up, after the game last night, I mean, I've been in this film room kind of breaking down, seeing about half the game so far. You can download this on your free Odyssey app, wherever you get your apps, wherever you get your download, your podcast from. Download it, like it, subscribe to it. Let's watch it. Let's build this audience here. I'm in the film room here on the third floor at NFL Films. And just doing nothing but just grinding film. And it's been really eye-opening. By the way, you can follow me at Baldy NFL on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram, YouTube, you name it. So let's get to it, because I was announcing for national radio yesterday the Denver Jets game. The weather was terrible. The football was worse, I think. And then I went back and I studied the film, because the week before, Denver had gone to Tampa, and they kept a good Tampa offense to 7 points. And I thought, okay, all right, you know what I mean? Maybe Baker had a bad day, or maybe they're off a little bit. No, this team is so well coached. I talked to Jim Leonard yesterday, secondary coach in Denver. I talked to Vance Joseph. I talked to the defense line coach. They brought great defense to Jet Life Stadium yesterday and completely shut down the Jets. In fact, they kept them out of the end zone all game. They kept them to 3 field goals. They had a goal line stand where they had a pass interference in the end zone. The Jets got the ball first and goal at the 1 in the first quarter. 4 plays they couldn't score. So they did a little bit of everything, but how they do it? Like, Breece Hall had 10 carries for 4 yards. So it always starts with stopping the run. So if you look at their defense line led by Zach Allen, okay, DJ Jones, you look at the guys inside, you look at Benito and Cooper, guys outside, you look at the secondary, okay, because you have to look at the secondary, P.J. Combs and Brandon Jones, and then you look at the 3 corners, Patrick Surtain, Jaquan McMillan, and Riley Moss. So I actually, I love this kid, Jaquan McMillan. I mean, he's a East Carolina kid. He was a free agent signing last year, really earned a starting position, and became one of the best nickels in all of football. And I talked to Patrick Surtain before the game yesterday. I'm like, so you're going to see a lot of Garrett out here today? And you don't have to give me any trade secrets, Patrick, but, you know, he always brings sunshine. You know, it's pouring raining outside all day. You know, you see Patrick Surtain before a game. He's smiling. He's friendly. He's outgoing. Like, he's ready to play. Threw a blanket over Garrett Wilson. Got one pass over him. One pass the whole day. Riley Moss did have a couple of pass interference penalties, but he's really good. And Jaquan McMillan is a great corner. Brandon Jones just lights people up. But the fact is, because the Jets couldn't run the ball, Aaron Rodgers dropped back to pass 52 times in this game. 52 times, sacked 5 times. He was hit 14 times and flushed to run 5 other times. And really completed just over 50% of his passes. I mean, he struggled all game. And look, the timing with a lot of the receivers was bad, real bad. I mean, Xavier Gibson's running a go route, and he's throwing a conversion route. Same thing with Garrett Wilson. I mean, he's throwing the ball in front of Tyler Conklin, like bouncing it off the turf. He was not good, but the receivers weren't good, and the timing wasn't good. But I don't want to take anything away from Denver and Denver's defense, because this is who they are. You know, they lost their starting middle linebacker in Alex Singleton to a torn ACL. They replaced him, like, no loss. So, and, you know, you think about this now. Denver leaves Denver last week. They go to Tampa and they play. All right, there's a big storm coming, all this stuff. They go to Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia, where Sean Payton used to take his New Orleans Saints in the summer to training camp. And so they go to the resort, and it's pouring, raining there. They don't have an indoor facility. They got to go indoors to a tennis facility, a tennis court, indoor tennis court, to practice one day. No distractions, total locked in. It's great coaching. It's great coaching by Sean Payton. Now, the Jets had, I don't know, 15 penalties. Half of them were pre-snap penalties, guys jumping off sides all day at every position. It was embarrassing. Take nothing away. Zach Allen, that defensive front, they're good. They're just flat out good. And they chased Aaron Rodgers all over the yard. Now, let's get to Green Bay. Let's get to, you know, Lambeau Field and what the Vikings are doing to stay undefeated. They go up there. They jump on top of Green Bay 28-0. Yeah, Jordan Love, kind of a surprise starter. They jump on top of them 28-0. They get takeaways. Byron Murphy is taking the ball away. They get takeaways. They get field position. Sam Darnold is just cooking. It's four straight games for Sam Darnold now. Four straight games with 100-plus quarterback rating. I think right now he tops the NFL at 118. So Sam's playing great. But what's even better than Sam is the attention to details of the team. I don't care if it's C.J. Ham with a blitz pickup, if it's Aaron Jones hitting the hole, if it's a stack route perfectly aligned where Justin Jefferson breaks free off the stack. I mean, the smallest of details are unbelievable. And it's just coaching. It's Kevin O'Connell. It's Brian Flores. It's the staff. They're very, very talented. Very talented. Now you got Jordan Addison. You got Jalen Naylor. And, of course, you got Justin Jefferson. And, oh, by the way, Aaron Jones went back to Lambeau Field. And he had a great game. A great game. I think he had just under 100 yards rushing. Had some big catches. Like, he hasn't skipped a beat. The only takeaway, honestly, from Green Bay is that Jordan Love can flat out throw a football. I mean, down 28-0. He got him back into the game to come, you know, within 28-22. And then the Vikings struck and they started taking the ball away. So it was pretty impressive. But Brian Flores' defense is a problem for teams. Now, Green Bay did come back from being down 28-0 to put 22 points on the board, which is the most they've given up. But they made a number of huge plays along the way, too. So the Vikings, they traveled to London this week to take on the Jets. And they're going to try to get to 5-0. They're a better team than the Jets. But, you know, you travel across the continent, you get to London, you play a game at Tottenham Spurs Stadium, who knows what's going to happen. But the Jets have a lot to get fixed between now and next Sunday for sure. Now let's get to the rookie of the year. Offense or defense? I mean, Jaden Daniels is a flat-out prodigy. It's interesting just to watch him play right now because he's completing a mind-boggling 82% of his passes. All right? You can't get him to make a mistake, although he threw his first interception of the season, 1 in 4 games. But anyways, he's just, you know, he's run the ball 48 times for 4 touchdowns and over 5 yards a carry. Are all over 4 yards carry. But regardless, 82%. So I'm watching Cliff Kingsbury call the plays. And honestly, I've known Cliff Kingsbury since I started doing Big 12 games back in 2011 when he was out there, when he ended up going, leaving Texas A&M and going to Texas Tech. You know, and he had all those quarterbacks. He had Manziel and he had Mahomes and he had Baker. You know, he had Kyler. You know, I mean, he's had a lot of good quarterbacks, right? But this Jaden Daniels might be – look, there's Mahomes, okay, and Baker. This Jaden Daniels in 4 games, unbelievable. So it used to be that you'd see Cliff Kingsbury, and he'd have a play sheet like this, about this big, like an index card, all right? Now you look at the play chart, and it's like this big. You know, it's getting bigger and bigger because the quarterback can handle more and more. And so they ran the ball great in a variety of ways. You know, Brian Robinson, Jeremy McNichols comes in. The guy, Jeremy McNichols, came in that running back draft. I'll never forget. He's from Long Beach, California, went to Boise State, drafted by the 49ers, I believe, in the 5th round. He's been on 9 different teams in 8 years. He's been out of the league. He's been cut so many times. He's been out of the league. He's been with different teams twice. He gets a chance in Washington because of the injury to Austin Eckler. So the guy, blitz pickup, check downs, 2 touchdowns. He had 1 touchdown in his first 7 years in the NFL. He had 2 yesterday. But he did it all. But it's just, you know, right now, this offense, everything is working. And it's Cliff and Jaden together. Jaden has an answer to anything you throw at him. I mean, Arizona, Jonathan Gannon and Nick Rails, the defense coordinator, they threw blitzes at him. It didn't really make a difference. He knows where to go with the ball. He knows where the check down is, where the hot is, where the sight adjust is. And when it's not there and he decides to take off, like, he runs clean. He doesn't take hard hits. He either runs out of bounds or he slides for the most part. 48 runs in four games, 12 a game, that's probably too many. A couple design runs, but you should. He's a great runner. But think about this. He's completing 82% of his passes. Like, we've never seen anything like it. Like, if you were completing 82% and you were the number one high school recruit in the country, we'd be astounded. If you're completing 82% in a Friday afternoon, you know, half speed practice, you'd be excited. He's doing it in the game right now. And he's hitting his tight ends right now. He's getting Terry McLaurin involved. It doesn't matter. All these guys they picked up off, you know, Noah Brown. It doesn't matter. Luke McCaffrey, he's getting it to the open guy. And Cliff's doing a great job of getting them open. Now, let's get to Chicago, where they beat the Rams yesterday. It was a good game, 24-18 is the final score. And for the first time all year, the Bears ran the ball, and they ran the ball well. DeAndre Swift had a great game. He had a great game. He had 16 carries for 93 yards and a touchdown. They threw to him seven times, completed all seven. Some of them were screens. Some were checkdowns. Some of them, you know, Caleb was just looking to get the ball out of his hands. But all seven attempts to DeAndre Swift were completed for 72 yards. He had 23 touches for 165 yards and a touchdown. But they got the runs. You know, and you're looking at Matt Pryor at left guard, right? Nate Davis comes back in at right guard with Coleman Shelton. You know, what the big thing and how they ran the ball was they got the two tight ends involved in the run game. We call it a YY. We put both tight ends next to each other. So you put the ageless Mercedes Lewis, number 84, at age 40, who still has the biggest hands on a football player I've ever shook hands with. But you put Mercedes Lewis and Cole Kmet at the point on a number of runs, and they handled the ends. They handled the linebackers. They were excellent in combo blocks. Like, the two tight end sets really helped unload and unleash this rushing attack of DeAndre Swift. I mean, the Bears got a Swiftie, and I thought it was a big difference. The other thing that happened in the game was, I know Caleb didn't throw for a lot of yards. He threw the touchdown to DJ Moore, which is his absolute dime. But what he did, and look, you can nitpick this thing apart, how many yards per attempt and completion, all this nonsense. What he did in this game and what he's been reluctant to do is he trusted his protection and he stepped up into the pocket, into the eye of the storm, and delivered the football. I think it's a real growth step in Shane Waldron offense for Caleb to do that. Yeah, I mean, Caleb had made a living winning the Heisman, doing all kinds of things in college, just making these crazy athletic plays. But I think he's a very good athlete. He's really good on his feet. He's got great balance. But I thought stepping up into the pocket and delivering the ball, even if it was 8 or 9 yard, you know, stick routes to Kmet or Keenan Allen or whoever, he did it yesterday. And that's a big, big growth step. And then the final game last night in Baltimore, I remember all offseason, people were questioning whether the King was dead, whether Derrick Henry had anything left. So in the game's first play, they run a wham, Patrick Ricard on a wham, all right? The old wham play, wham, bam. You know, he hits Ed Oliver on a wham, and everybody gets their blocks, okay? Tyler Lindenbaum gets his block. Mark Andrews gets his block. And there goes Derrick Henry outrunning the entire secondary of the Buffalo Bills. It looked like Derrick Henry back in high school in Jacksonville, Florida. Like, he ran away from the whole secondary 87 yards. Now, back-to-back weeks, the Ravens ran for 274 against the Ravens. He ran 25 times for 151 yards against the Cowboys. They ran for 271 yards. That's Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Justice Hill. And Derrick yesterday had 24 carries for 199. So if you just even take away the 87-yard touchdown run to start the game and put the Ravens up 7-0, he still had 23 carries for 112 yards. The guy right now, if you don't get Derrick Henry, it's like the old adage, like, either you get the bull or the bull gets you. If you don't get Derrick Henry at the line of scrimmage, he's going to truck you like he has 2 weeks in a row. And he's going to make your run defense look pathetic like he did Dallas and Buffalo. And right now the Ravens are playing their brand of football. They're pounding you. I thought they got great play yesterday. In fact, maybe the most versatile. They've got some of the most versatile players in the league. Patrick Ricard can do anything. Tight end, fullback, H-back, F-back, you name it. But you look at Patrick McCary, who played right tackle last week, played left guard in this game. I've seen him play tight end. I've seen him play fullback. I've seen him play tackle, left tackle, right tackle. Guy can line up. I've seen him play center. He can play any position in the offensive line. He was a left guard yesterday. He's just remarkable. And he gave them some really good play at that position. So they got their five guys up front doing their work. The king is not dead. He's very much alive. He's a Hall of Fame running back. Let's face it. He's on pace for a 2,000-yard season. Again, he's on pace. Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of games to be played. But the Ravens got their sea legs back. They got their identity. And right now, there's nobody they don't believe that they can beat. And so the defense played large yesterday, got their pass defense back. But look, it's a busy day here in the film room. I thank you for joining me here on the Best Football Show. I'll be back here tomorrow to break down both Monday night games and a whole bunch more of what I have seen from week 4 in the NFL. Thanks for joining me, everybody.